AP News, I'm Shelley Adler. Let's start in Texas, where a man drove his truck into a shopping mall.
A pickup truck driver fleeing police careened through a JCPenney store in a busy Texas mall, injuring five people before exchanging gunfire with police and being killed. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it happened Saturday evening in Killeen. The injured range in age from 6 years old to 75 and ended up in the hospital. Police say the suspect was driving erratically on the interstate. When police tried to pull him over, he got off and drove through the store. Police continued chasing him on foot, eventually catching up and killing him. I'm Julie Walker.
About 1 million taxpayers will automatically receive special payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks. The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. President-elect Donald Trump took an Arizona victory lap Sunday morning, returning to a battleground state he won decisively last month on his way back to the White House.
You saw what happened last month, and we had turning points, grassroots army. It's an army. They turned out to vote, and they voted in record numbers, and everybody else voted in record numbers, too, I have to tell you, and we did something that was really epic.
This is AP News. Four women and a 9-year-old boy were killed and 200 people were injured when a man drove into a Christmas market filled with holiday shoppers Friday in the German city of Magdeburg. Officials say the suspect, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor, published a huge number of posts on the internet and made insults and even threats, but was not known to be violent. Dr. Hans Jakob Schindler, who's the senior director of the counterterrorism project, says social media platforms need to help.
Whatever legal mandate you have, whatever how many resources the German or other security forces have in Europe, they will never be able to police the entire internet. We need those companies to help the security forces highlighting radicalization processes that they enable with their algorithms that lead to violence.
The violence shocked all of Germany, prompting several other German towns to cancel their weekend Christmas markets. I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.